Right now, cloudy skies and 86 in Wilmington. And time to go back to the Rick Jensen Show on WDEL.
Oh, no. It's not just the Rick Jensen Show.
Not right now, it's not.
No, it's time for the weekend. Buzz!
Another song with Weekend in it. Just to change it up a little.
Did Weekend at Bernie's have a theme?
No. Okay. No.
As much as
I love Mike Reno and Loverboy.
Yeah, it'd be like, hey, we're gonna party with a dead guy on the couch. Oh, yeah.
There might be a, I don't know. We'll
a dead guy on the couch?
Someone call in and let us know if Weekend at Bernie's has a theme. Call it Weekend at Ricky's.
There you go. And then we'll jump in the pool. No?
No. That's not how any of this goes.
I can't believe I remember that much of Weekend at Bernie's.
I don't know why you do.
There's no good reason.
That's not even the best movie that I can think of.
I don't know, but it's one of the greatest B-movies.
Oh, come on.
Better than Porky's? Okay, Porky's or Weekend at Bernie's?
Porky's.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Even as a guy, I was... just like,
you hate it?
Creeped out. I said, like, this is stupid.
It's stupid, because I was 12 when it came out, so it was very funny to a 12-year-old.
Well, there you go. But so. Not usually to 12-year-old girls.
Well, I'm not your average 12-year-old girl, I guess.
Well, we've known that for a long time.
Average not 12-year-old girl either.
It's so. Actually just a 13-year-old boy.
Well, I hung out with a lot of 13-year-old boys.
And they liked the Porky's movies.
They loved it. It was hilarious.
And you liked the boys.
Some of them.
Well, there you go.
You can't like them all. They're not all winners.
I just love the idea of here's your wealthy uncle in Hollywood, and you go and visit him, and he's dead on the sofa, and you have a big party. He's like, well, we're still having the party. Why? Because look at this house.
Well, it's
so
just,
what
it's
if
just,
he's dead?
I realize it's a movie, but it was just so implausible to me. I didn't like it. It was dumb. Plus, I was older when it came out. See, Weekend at Bernie's came out when I was like 17 or something.
You know, you just made a very poignant statement, I think, without even actually articulating the entire statement.
Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's is implausible.
Yes.
Sadly, Porky's is not.
So, you don't think that was going on somewhere in Florida?
Porky's is plausible. That's the thing.
I didn't say that was plausible. I said that Weekend at Bernie's was
Implausible. But by saying so and in talking about Weekend at Bernie's versus Porky's?
Well, maybe I had a better head about myself when I was like 16 or 17 when Weekend at Bernie's came out. And I was like, this is dumb.
Okay, highly unlikely.
You think?
No.
Versus a 12-year-old?
Still highly unlikely.
Okay.
Known you too long. Okay.
I'm not saying Porky's is more plausible or more realistic. I'm just saying I thought that Weekend at Bernie's wasn't entertaining for me because it was dumb.
I think Porky's is more plausible.
I'm telling you, I don't think that that's an impossible thing to have happened.
You know, not unlike Animal House and WKRP in Cincinnati.
It's just a heightened version of what actually happened, probably.
I think those are actually documentaries.
You think they are?
Oh, yeah.
Animal House, I'm sure it is.
I work in radio, and I was in a fraternity.
My husband was in a fraternity.
And
I know what happens.
Much of that is certainly documentary stuff.
We don't talk about it on the air.
You don't?
My husband's a very, very responsible, respectable community member. So.
and who's
Thank
that
you,
over
Gabby.
There? Who's that over there that just said
I think she was nodding in agreement. That was just an agreement noise that came out of her.
Then why is she laughing?
This is because she knows my husband.
Apparently so.
She's traveled with us.
Yeah.
Apparently so. Is Gabby one of the girlies?
She's a girly
honorary
extension. Yeah. She's
extended girly. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Gabby.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Gabby
Indelini. Good to see you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Why are you here?
I'm here to talk about the Delaware Burger Battle.
Well, it's good you have a reason.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Do you want to tell them what you said off the air?
What did I? Oh, that I'm the Burger Princess?
Yes.
Yes, the Burger Princess, as opposed to the Burger Queen.
Well, first she said she was the Burger Number Two.
Yeah, well all right. I was trying to say the nicer thing.
No, it's okay.
Jeez. I can't believe you would say that. Michelle, why would you say such a thing?
She said it first.
It's a horrible thing you would say. She seems like a very nice woman.
I didn't call her the number two. I said, Gabby said she was.
You just said you're the Burger Number Two.
Burger Princess.
I'm the Burger Princess.
Yes.
It's a horrible thing you would say.
That's a horrible thing you would say about yourself, Gabby.
Wow, full circle.
Sorry, boy.
How proud,
right?
This is like when angry dad comes home and the dog just kicks himself.
Oh,
you know?
Who does that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Don't kick the dog. It's a bad thing to do.
Don't ever. Listen, all of you listeners.
I'll take your dogs.
That's right. All of the dogs that are they're threatened of being kicked, we'll take them.
Yeah.
Send them on over here. Bring them over
crazy
now.
Dog moms
That's
in
right.
the house.
Dog
what,
moms.
What's your email address?
Crazydogmom@dogmom.com.
There you go. Very good.
We should make that.
That's we should do. That's our new project.
This is what I like
we
having.
Need more.
Yeah. This is what I like having you here. You're that quick.
One
that's
more
good.
Thing to do. Crazydogmom@dogmom.com.
This hour, you listening have a chance to win tacos.
Tacos?
At free.
What kind of tacos?
With any kind
any
you like.
Any kind of taco
any
you
kind
want?
You like at Taco Fest.
Ah. Rick's going to serve you tacos.
Yes, I will. Just ask for me by name. And good luck. And they'll go, who?
You have a chance to win tacos?
Well, lots of tacos.
Okay.
At Taco Fest.
Like a taco pack?
Which is tomorrow at Garrett Tubman Park.
So I hear.
Yeah.
It's taco weekend.
So it's the fourth annual Taco Fest at Tubman Garrett Park. So and they got restaurants and food trucks. Margarita bar.
But margarita bar?
They have a tequila tasting.
Tequila tasting?
Uber?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Uber, yes.
Can you say girlies Ubering?
They also have a kids fun zone if you decide not to overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing.
Mm.
And live music.
By whom?
Live musicians.
Not dead ones like Weekend at Bernie's?
That's right.
No, there's a way to bring it right back around.
I don't have this.
Okay.
I don't know this? I don't have this.
All right. Okay. No, if you happen to be performing as a live musician at Taco Fest, please let us know by calling 529-1017.
Good job.
Right?
Well done.
All right.
I was going to leave you out there to hang out to dry.
I'll make up a number if I don't know it. Okay.
Or if you're a dead musician like Keith Richards, give us a call at 529-1017.
Live dead musician.
Mydeadmusicians.com.
If Luke Spiller is listening, you call in too.
she's really sick about the Struts.
Oh, I love the Struts. Okay.
Would you like him without the eyeliner? In the eyelashes and stuff like that?
I just watched an Instagram video of him without eyeliner. He's fine.
He's okay?
Yes. I like...
kind of rough looking, though. He's
Listen, it's fine.
I saw a couple of videos.
I like some rough looking
like
men.
Like the one when he's waking up in the morning?
Yeah.
He's kind of pasty and puffy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, we all look a little pasty and puffy in the morning, so give him a break.
Hey, I carry that look out throughout the day, man.
Are you doing what he's doing? He's working it, so...
I'm rocking the pasty, puffy look right now.
Also, Adam, you know Adam's my guy. The guitar player.
Yeah, I know.
So we're going. Okay, we're not talking about the Struts anymore.
So we're
going
to play a game called Sounds Like Taco.
Okay.
Oh.
And you don't know the answer.
So okay.
Earlier this week.
We don't know the answer.
Just
okay.
No, you don't. I haven't told you.
Oh.
Earlier this week, here are some of the clues from last week so people get an understanding of how to play the game.
Okay. Example.
Name the 7'7" rookie on the Boston Celtics. First and last name. Clue, he's number 24.
Rocco Mocco.
You're right. It is Taco Fall. Taco Fall.
Oh, okay. You said it sounds like taco.
All the answers have taco in them?
No, they sound like taco.
Oh, I see.
It could be taco.
Oh, hence why the name of the game is Sounds Like Taco.
Sounds Like Taco.
I'm here now.
I love this girl. She catches on so quick.
She's doing great.
Welcome back. I'm here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Okay.
You did that to yourself. That was funny. Name the artist whose version of the Irving Berlin song, Putting on the Ritz, became a top 10 hit in 1982.
Are you asking me that?
I am asking
Taco.
You that. Taco, very nice.
I know that.
Name the composer of Canon in D, wedding ceremony favorite.
I know.
Go ahead.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, right. Which sounds like?
Taco.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
You know, I've never eaten Taco Bell in my life.
What?
Ever.
You shouldn't.
Well, I know. I haven't.
I don't think you should start now.
I don't plan on it.
Okay. But.
I highly recommend the Double Decker.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
That's a taco?
Is that what?
Yes. It's a taco at Taco Bell. While you're listening to Paco Bell.
Right.
It's a hard taco.
Or just taco.
With all the deliciousness and goodness of taco. With the taco meat in there.
Right.
And the sauce and the lettuce and everything, right?
Yeah.
In a hard taco. And then it's wrapped with even more taco-ness.
Okay.
Taco goodness.
Taco-ness and taco goodness.
Right.
With a soft taco on the outside of it.
Isn't that the crunch wrap supreme?
How do you even know that if you've never
because
been
Because I watch TV and they have commercials.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but
the
I want one.
Power of advertising.
I want one of those.
The crunch, I don't even know what that is, but
isn't
it sounds
it,
great.
It's the thing, it's like, I don't know. I've never gone to Taco Bell. I can't really explain
but
it.
But now you need to, don't
Guess
you?
Guess where we're
well,
going after
need,
the show.
Listen, I was promised a margarita after this, and I don't think they serve those at Taco Bell.
No, they don't, sadly. Sorry, Taco Bell. We're going to Margaritaville.
In some places, not here, they actually do have beer.
Wow. Some places not here.
Yeah, they might
not
have.
Not in Delaware.
Not here.
They might have tequila at some places not here.
Okay. Well, that's great.
So take her to someplace.
Not here.
Thank you.
We're going to do that.
I'm on it. I'm working this for you.
Oh, listen, you don't have to work very hard to get me to go somewhere with tequila and margaritas. So
Mexican Post.
Or?
Mexican Post.
Or?
On Neyman's Road.
I know where that is.
And ask Tony.
You know I love
ask Tony if he'll make you a double-decker.
Tony.
I don't know if they have it.
Will you make me a double-decker?
He has. He's got a guacamole dip that he's been working on since he was 15 years old.
That's some old guacamole.
It is. And it's...
That's aged.
I hope it's got a lot of lime juice in it.
An aged guacamole.
Let me rephrase that. He, since 15 years old, he perfected it not long after the recipe. Not long after he started working on
the recipe.
Years.
Thank you for clarifying.
So he has a recipe he is perfected.
Go in and order Tony's 16,000-year-old guacamole and a double-decker.
Maybe we should have a guac-off.
Yes.
I like the sound of that. It sounds wrong.
I want to start saying that to people.
Guac-off. What does that mean? It means go and get some guacamole.
Yes. No, it's a guac contest. It's the best guacamole contest.
The battle of the guac.
Yeah, guac battle.
Go guac-off.
Right. All of you.
So it's a weekend buzz. Allegedly, stuff to do today, tonight, tomorrow, and throughout the week and beyond.
So Gabby's here to talk about beyond.
Okay.
Beyond.
But
you have to start training now.
Yeah, you have to. You can't just show up and expect to enjoy. Yeah. You have to build yourself up to it.
You have to get your stomach ready. You have to, get your mind, soul, and body ready to sample 18 different burgers.
Yeah, it's a lot of meat.
This is not a contest. I don't like eating contests.
This is not competitive eating. That's a dangerous sport
I think it's pretty stupid.
We don't endorse that.
About the guy who died?
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's exactly why.
It was a taco eating contest.
Well, we're eating burgers, so we're safe from death by taco.
Yeah. No taco deaths.
So watch out this weekend at the Taco Festival. Yeah.
Don't competitive eat your tacos at the Taco Fest.
No, we encourage a buddy system. But there are, it's next weekend at Rockford Park, noon to 3:30.
Rockford, not Rockwood.
Rockford at the Tower, the big tower.
In the city.
So if you're just like wolfing down too much burger, you got your buddy there to what? Give you the Heimlich? What are you talking about?
Well, no, like you could each, if there's 18 burgers, you could each do 9. Compare notes.
You don't like that idea?
They better have more of the porta potties out there than I've seen. If you're eating 18 burgers in one day.
Well, it's either a slider or a quarter of a burger. You're getting, it's all you can eat burger samples.
Okay, so they're sliders.
Right. Or like they're cut slices. In fourths.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And there is a judging panel, but also the people get to vote on the People's Choice Burger.
Now, hasn't there been one burger maker that has won on multiple occasions?
Chelsea Tavern is a multi-year winner. I believe Red Fire Grill is a multi-year winner.
I think that's right. You know who's out for their blood this year, though, is Farmer and the Cow.
Farmer and the Cow.
They are down.
Got second place runner-up last year as the new kids on the block.
Yeah.
And so I have a feeling they're going to bring the thunder.
They're coming for you.
They are all great burgers.
I mean,
I've eaten at every one of those, and every time you mention one, I just think,
Ew. Yeah. So we have 15 restaurants this year competing at the battle. We have some newcomers. We call them Fresh Meat. The new.
Well done.
The new burgers, the new restaurants battling.
Fresh Meat. I like that.
Yeah. So we've got U Dairy Creamery throwing a burger
into
the ring this year.
They don't make burgers, though.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
No, they
just make burgers and grilled cheese. You can get a sandwich as a burger or a grilled cheese.
Really? Because I've been there. I just get ice cream.
Well,
at
you're
the Market Street
out.
Location?
No.
No, you go to Market Street.
Newark. U Dairy Creamery on Market Street.
Really? They got burgers on?
Yeah, they sure do.
That.
Yummy.
They're delicious. We got
some burgers here for you.
John's Barbecue. They debuted at the grilled cheese battle this year.
Oh, that's who that is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're
moving over to the burger battle.
Moving on up.
Lefty's Alley and Eats, which did very well in the grilled cheese battle 2 years ago.
They're at the beach, right?
Yes, they're in Lewis.
Okay. But that was grilled cheese.
That was grilled cheese. It's we are.
Are you doing grilled cheese too?
It's both same people.
Same.
No,
same
no,
people,
no. This
battles.
Is the burger battle.
Yes,
this is
we're
the
talking
burger
about burger
battle.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
But the grilled cheese battle is run by the same group of...
But it's not the same day.
No. It's already done.
I'm so confused.
Homegrown usually comes with a pretty competitive alternative burger.
That means no meat.
Or an alternative meat. But usually they come with a veggie burger. We've got two veggie burgers this year.
Oh, we do. Who's the other veggie?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't get, because my work is the social media and the judge's tent. And so
that's all.
And I don't get to see the burgers because...
Yeah, but while you can do the alternative burgers because I think in one state, I think it might be Missouri. I don't know what it was, the meat board.
The meat board?
Something like
the
that.
The Missouri meat board. Something the MMB. Like
yeah, decided that you can't call it a burger unless it's made out of meat.
A patty? You have to call it a patty?
Which is really stupid, by the way.
Who
because
cares?
Because if it says vegetarian, vegan, it's a soy burger. It's still a soy. It's just, I always thought of a burger as being the shape.
Right.
You know? It's a burger.
Who's spending time worrying about that?
The meat board.
In Missouri.
I think so.
Listen, isn't there something better to do than worry about who's calling what a meat and not meat burger?
No, not if you're head of the meat board, which makes you the meathead.
Oh, I wonder if there's I've never, in all my years working on the burger battle, I don't know if I've ever looked up if there is an official definition of a burger.
See?
There you go. If you want to know.
I know the official definition of meat sweats.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I promote that.
You promote that?
That's really nasty.
You advocate for that?
And why would you do that?
Because we need to let people know you have to hydrate or you're going to get the meat sweats.
You're going to, yeah. It's terrible. I've seen it happen.
18 burger samples.
Not pretty.
I'm pretty grossed out right now.
You know what we're talking about.
I'm starting to get sweaty just thinking about it.
Right. Well, disgusting. You better have some water. You better hydrate.
Ew.
I'm just saying. Also, can I just be super stupid? This is a really cool logo for the Burger Battle that was created by, what artist created? Oh,
Rob Tourneau,
who is a cartoonist.
An internationally famous cartoonist.
Yeah.
He also does sports cartoons for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Right.
Turns out he's now also, they kicked him upstairs. He's now, I think, cartoon editor.
Editor.
Yeah, at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
He's the head toon.
You may have seen him, seen some of his work in the local paper and online at Rob Tourneau, TORNOE.com.
Yeah. And because it's Delaware, he's my cousin-in-law.
He is?
His brother is married to my cousin.
That's very Delaware.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
But we don't really know each other.
Oh.
See, now that's very Delaware. Because quite honestly...
I know we're related.
In Delaware, there's only one degree of separation.
Yes.
And I would be more surprised if you were not related by marriage to
somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, by cousin, by marriage, by something. All right, when we come back... The girls will meat sweat for you.
Oh,
no.
What?
We meat glow.
This is not a... That's right.
Oh, that's good.
Listen.
I like it.
There's more Rick Jensen coming up on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
Today is Mary Wiscovich Day on WDEL. Give Mary a call or text and wish her a happy day.
I'm not sure if this is the music I want to use.
Oh, I like it. Which one are you doing?
The one you're reading.
This one?
Yeah, sure, read that one.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I have to introduce you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It should be. It's an outrage. Now, a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Rick. It's almost here, and tickets are almost gone. WDEL's Concert for the Kids, featuring Hanson. August 22nd at the Queen Theater in Wilmington. Proceeds benefit WDEL's Help Our Kids Radiothon for Nemours AI DuPont Hospital for Children. That's WDEL's Concert for Kids featuring Hanson. August 22nd at the Queen. Sponsored by Levere's Federal Credit Union. And Zalati Orthodontics.
Well done.
Right? Thank you.
Don't lose the character now. Come on.
Excel Business Systems. And that's all. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to WDEL.com. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Wait a minute.
Oh, yep. That should have been my bed.
Yeah, I know.
We don't move quick enough here at the WDEL buzz show.
This has been a dramatic reading of a promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
That's right.
AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
All right, coming up after the news, your chance to win free tickets to Taco Fest, which will be tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. What else is coming up?
We're also going to talk a little bit about the end of Summer Bash at the Delaware Children's Museum and Dover Comic Con. That's also happening tomorrow.
Oh, man.
I know you want it.
That's going to be a freak show.
It's going to be great. And we're going to talk a little bit about Woodstock.
It was canceled.
50 years ago, not right now.
Oh, because the new one was canceled.
No, the original Woodstock.
Yeah, because all the hippies are tripping on acid in nursing homes.
Nobody cares anymore.
The Rick Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
Not Boston.
That's not Boston?
No.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry. It's Kansas.
It's Kansas.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Right.
My fault.
No, that's okay, because we have a very special musical announcement to make.
Oh, we do?
Well, it's because you called that Boston. I thought it was pretty funny. But you know what?
Boston?
It's very common. For example, if I may, this just in. The Boston and Kansas concert scheduled for Chicago has been canceled, but it will be replaced by Kansas and Chicago in Boston. Thank you.
Okay. That's what I thought you wanted to say. Boston.
I have no idea what I just said. Alrighty. It's the weekend. Buy us up to this weekend and beyond. Also, this half hour, chance to win Taco Fest tickets. We got Greg in the other room. Hey, Greg!
Greg.
Okay,
hi,
he knows.
Greg, he knows. Don't bother him. He's busy.
All right. If you're listening and you're in a band and you want to plug your performance or you know a great band is playing somewhere, bring it 529-1017. You can text or talk 529-1017.
For example, if you're like, I don't know, Lou Indelini and he's playing somewhere.
Yeah?
Where's Lou Indelini playing tonight? Gabby.
Special Delivery Band is playing at Kennett Brook Company tonight, I believe at 8 o'clock.
By the way, they are awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
It's a great band. Yeah.
They're amazing.
Thanks.
They opened up the Brewfest last week.
They did.
Yes.
It's great. Loved it.
So, you know how I've said before, like, if you get to see Category 5 with Kat.
With Kat.
And she's amazing. Okay. So, when they play Boston and Chicago
and Kansas. Yes. They're fantastic.
Right.
Love
and,
Kat.
And they may actually be performing in Bay City. Never mind.
Yeah.
So
you were super fanboy when she was in here.
I am a super... Oh, my God.
You, like, fell to pieces.
I did.
It was fun.
Because they're
She's
so...
the best.
Okay, so note for note, they're perfect.
Yes.
With all those great hit songs.
Yes.
Special Delivery has been note for note perfect for all those songs, too.
Yeah.
In addition to that, though... They put their own little spin on some of these songs.
Yes. Right.
And they are great musicians.
Yeah.
I think two of them work for Standard Distributing, don't they?
No, that's Lyric Drive.
That's Lyric Drive. Yeah. Lyric Drive, they're also quite good. They do their own spin.
Yeah.
But Special Delivery also. Fantastic.
Thanks. I have nothing to do with it.
None of them is good.
But I'll take all the credit.
That's none of them as good as Category 5, but still really good.
We're awash.
I'm just kidding. They're all great. Aren't we?
We are.
That's why when you have, for example, the Rock Orchestra.
Yes.
Yeah.
40, I know you're a big fanboy of that too.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, they did the Beatles.
Oh,
every
incredible.
Album Loved the Beatles it. Ever recorded. And they did it in chronological order, and 40 different musicians, over 40.
I cried.
They were amazing. What song did you cry?
All of them.
We were right in the front row.
We were in the front row for the night of the White Album.
Yeah, the second half of the White Album.
Yeah.
And there's Michelle weeping because she's just so taken by the song, Why Don't We Do It in the Road?
Yes, that's the one.
That's the
I
one.
I was sobbing.
Why Don't
that
We Do It in the Road?
Everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, you and your monkey were both crying.
And we were sobbing.
Yes, it's nice.
Like babies.
Should we just go ahead and give away these tickets?
Please, let's get to the taco tickets.
So, we do have game show music.
Oh, good.
Well, you can't have a radio game show without production elements. You got the music. You got a buzzer.
Oh, good.
You got a rim shot if someone says something funny. And we've got fake cheers. Phone number. Oh, we have a phone.
We have a phone.
So it's 302-529-1017, 529-1017. What we don't have is, we need to have
a contestant?
No. Well, we'll have that on the phone.
Okay.
So we need an announcer.
Oh, boy. Well, where can we get such a thing?
Who in this room could possibly do that?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, boy.
It's little Ricky Jensen, your pretentious discount pronouncer. Pronouncing pretentiously at a discount rate.
It's time now
for Sounds Like Taco. Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to get your... Okay. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Also working the board is little Ricky Jensen, who's a little slow today. Okay, good. What are we doing now?
Be the first caller with the correct answer to this trivia question. And remember, the answer sounds like taco. Yeah. Here's Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Getting too smarmy?
What am I? No. You had listened to the voicemail I sent you.
Well, here. It's.
Now are you remember, giving me this?
I thought I gave this to you before, but
no,
I didn't.
You did not.
No. Okay.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen, while we really get this organized.
Technical difficulty.
Don't say the part in parentheses. That's the answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, here's Michelle.
Thank you, Rick. All right, listening audience, here's your clue. It's where you'll find Casablanca.
Sounds like taco.
It's where you'll find Casablanca.
529-1017. 529-1017. I expect no winners. Call now, and you'll win tickets to Taco Fest.
Thank you, Rick.
Okay.
Back to the buzz.
Back to the buzz and smarmy stuff.
Okay.
I didn't want him to sound... He sounds a bit too smarmy.
He does.
Yeah. I wrote for this guy in Cincinnati, and also he was in Kentucky, named Gary Burbank. Not his real name, but he's a great guy.
That sounds like a game show host.
He used to make...
It does.
So his career was based on mocking Gary Owens.
Okay.
And I used to write for the guy, so I actually stole that whole bit from him.
Awesome.
But he let me. He said you can.
Well, then that's not stealing.
When I leave radio, Rick, you can take that character anywhere you like. And I have a good place for you to put it, too.
I bet he said that.
He did, actually. He was great.
If you listen to my voicemail that I sent you this morning, I was trying to replicate your announcing voice.
Not going
to
happen.
No. So, it doesn't sound like it at all.
I don't think she's mentioned enough that she left you a voicemail this morning.
I left you a voicemail.
Not listened to yet.
Yeah. Thanks for ignoring my voicemail.
I'll try to get to that sometime.
I'll call you back with my NPR voice later.
Meanwhile, we have contestants.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, look at all the people on the phone.
Yeah. Oh my! And they want to talk to you.
I don't think they do, but okay.
Kevin, say hello to Michelle.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great.
You don't have to be Michelle from Hell right now.
Oh, okay.
You're the NPR Michelle from Hell.
I can be. I'll just be regular Michelle from Hell.
Thank you.
Are we allowed to say that on the air?
Yes, okay. And we just did.
I'm sorry.
Well, okay. So we haven't.
Nobody heard.
Thanks, Kevin.
Well done, Kev.
No one's listening except for Kevin, who apparently is listening all the time.
Yeah, right.
I'm the only one listening.
Thank you.
Oh.
One listener is all we need.
As long as he buys everything we advertise.
Kevin, do you have an answer to my question?
Well, give him the question again.
Do you want me to read the question to you again, Kevin?
No, I know the question. Well, Casablanca is in Morocco.
Morocco sounds like taco! Yeah!
I don't think they eat tacos in Morocco.
You don't know. Have you been to Morocco?
No.
Well, maybe they're eating tacos right
now. Maybe some harissa tacos?
Yeah.
I'll eat some tacos in Delaware.
Okay.
I want to see, can we take this any further? Because there's not a lot of words that rhyme with taco. Eating tacos in Morocco.
With Paco?
Nice!
Tacos in Morocco.
Well done. Michelle, you win.
I win!
And Kevin wins, too. You have free tickets for Taco Fest tomorrow. Tom and Garrett Park. We'll look for you there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Kevin.
Now, hang on. Do not hang up.
Don't hang up, Kevin.
If you hang up, you lose because Greg has to get your information. So hang on, Kevin. Do not hang up. Bum, 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 bum. Alrighty. That was fun.
That was fun. Thanks, Kevin. Glad you knew the answer.
You keep sliding into Michelle from Hell way too often.
All right. I'm sorry. Would you rather I do this?
What do we call that
That's
one?
That's the PR girl.
That's Jersey Michelle.
That's the New York PR girl.
Yeah, that's right. It's a New York PR girl.
Yeah, you don't like her either.
I love that character. I do. I love that character.
Well, then why don't you be quiet and let me talk?
Come on, get more.
I'm going to talk
more.
About.
Coffee. Come and get more.
I'm going to talk about.
Yeah?
Woodstock.
Great.
Right now.
Speaking of New York.
Speaking of New York, see how I did that?
She's got a cigarette hanger out of her lip,
You
too.
See how I did that, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, right.
It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
So?
You know that, right?
Yeah, so?
Were you there, Rick?
No.
I bet you were.
I wanted to go.
I bet you hung on to the Who's helicopter as it flew away.
That was the goal.
Did that work?
No.
No? All right. Well, then, too bad for you.
I saw Jimi Hendrix. He was the headliner. It was the dumbest thing any agent ever did. They said, Jimi Hendrix, he's got to close out the show. He's got to close out the show. So we did. Monday morning at 5 o'clock in the morning.
With his version of the
Star-Spangled Banner.
That was the wake-up call because it was in his contract. He had to be the last song.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
I think it was 5. Whatever it was in the morning.
There was no stage manager at Woodstock?
No, I didn't know that.
Really?
Fun fact.
It is a fun fact.
That's a good fact. Thanks, Gabby. What else do you know about Woodstock?
just whatever Lou told me at dinner last night.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Good.
Well, everyone seems to be celebrating Woodstock because it's the 50th anniversary.
Don't take the purple acid.
So, don't brown.
Oh, is it brown?
It's brown.
It's like I would know anything. Right.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Seriously.
I think that's what it was.
Thank you for that, though.
I don't know.
Were you there?
Yes, I was there.
Did you have a good time?
I was conceived at Woodstock.
So, when you see the rabbit hole pictures, though, you're on Google or Yahoo or anything, and you always see, you know, those rabbit hole things where it goes to like 58 different pictures and they spread out the story. Amazing pictures from Woodstock.
Yes.
I saw those. You're in it.
I'm in it.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, that's me. Right in the middle, in the mud.
In the mud.
That's me. Yeah, my mom was not a hippie, so I doubt that she was at Woodstock.
Yeah.
She was not that.
Anyone here, mom, had a hippie mom?
I did.
That's cool.
Oh, is that directed towards me?
Oh, are you looking at her?
I am.
Yes, I have.
You have. They're
hippie parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us just, this is awesome. I want to hear more stories.
He's fascinated by this whole thing. We're going to talk about this in the next 18 minutes.
Oh.
So what is one thing you remember from your childhood?
Yeah.
About having parents who were hippies that made you stand out when you went to school?
Well, lunchtimes were a tough time in the life of a hippie kid.
Okay.
Tough time for the Wilson girl.
Yeah. So, no one ever wanted to trade lunches with me. I had carob chip cookies, I had an apple, a bottle of water instead of a soda, and then I'd have, like, whole wheat pita with, like, tofu spread and bean sprouts and, like, some tabbouleh on it. And I'd be like, oh, does anyone want my carob chip cookies?
Can I have your Twinkie?
Anyone want to switch with me? And no one ever wanted to. Because no one wanted that food. So then my friends, because I had very wonderful, thoughtful friends, for like my birthday would give me like a coupon book, like one free lunch, like we'll make your lunch one day. And I remember my mom getting so upset. She'd be like, why? And I'd be like, well, mom, like no one ever wants to trade lunches with me. Like no one wants to eat whole wheat pita and tofu spread.
When you're eight.
Like I'm 11 years old. Let's move on.
You know what's, cool, though? You are likely the only 11-year-old who actually knows what tabbouleh is.
That's true, right?
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you could win that in a spelling contest, spelling bee.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is.
It's delicious.
It's like a Middle Eastern wheat berry salad.
Really?
Sometimes made with quinoa.
Yeah. Parsley.
Quinoa is rather aromatic, isn't it?
Depends on what you put in it.
Yeah, it's a grain, so it soaks up whatever you're cooking it.
Oh, okay. I think something else. You should bring some in.
Something else.
You should bring some in sometime. You want to be on the show
again? Don't eat the brown quinoa.
Quinoa is all brown. Oh, well, except for
well, there you go.
Except for tri-colored quinoa.
You want to come back sometime and bring some of that, the tabbouleh thing?
Yeah. Good. I'll bring you some tabbouleh. My sister married into an Armenian family. I have endless tabbouleh whenever I want it. So
because I don't know what it is, but I'm willing to try anything.
Hey, well, that is the rule. You have to at least try it before you decide you don't like it.
That is why I have extraordinary digestive problems. Because
wow.
I'm willing to try anything.
Well, that's a lot of information.
I didn't want to know.
Gabby also makes a really awesome guacamole.
Really?
I'm just saying. That's true. Yeah.
Do you make your own chips, too?
I have. In the past. I don't normally.
My brother makes great chips.
You know, we don't really have many recurring guests.
No. We have a few, but no, not many. Nobody wants to come back here.
Well, there's
Are you
that.
Saying you want Gabby to come back and bring you guacamole and tabbouleh?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Or just come back without those things?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have to have a food item in hand.
When's the burger battle?
Let's talk about that one more time.
Wait, when is it?
August 24th.
So you can come back before then.
All right. Okay. So, i.e. next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Literally has to be next week.
What day is it next week?
Saturday the 24th.
So she goes back on Friday.
Okay. All right.
And bring that stuff.
Okay. Bring all that stuff.
And we'll eat it.
We'll eat it on the air.
Perfect.
It'll be like my birthday party.
It'd be great with a candle.
Yeah. There you go.
Get her a candle.
Done.
Hippie birthday party. Tabbouleh with a candle.
It'll be like my 6-month birthday.
I love it. All right, what else is going on?
Okay, so listen, back to Woodstock, as our friend was telling us earlier. Everyone is getting on the bandwagon celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. So tomorrow, Saturday the 17th, at the Milton Theater in Milton, where the Dogfish Head Brewery is.
Right. Well, they're not the Milton Theater.
No, but they're in Milton.
It's a great theater.
It's a great space. Milton's a great place to be. It's a very up-and-coming area. The Jangle Box.
Oh.
The Jangle Box. Are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. It's a music, the music event that defined a generation. They are...
How many songs are there? Any good? And how many songs are they going to do?
They are.
We don't know if they're any good. We never heard them.
I don't know. I've never heard them. But they're going to perform music that changed the world and the lives of the generations that followed. They're going to include British Invasion, West Coast psychedelic, country, rock, pop, and soul. So travel back with the Jangle Box to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, Saturday the 17th at 2 p.m.
I think the only song that really changed America was Soul Survivor by Santana. It changed the life of everybody who wanted to be a drummer.
Did you know that Santana said he was tripping for his entire performance at Woodstock?
I had no idea.
And he said that he thought that his guitar was a snake. But it was not. And he did a great job anyway.
He did a great job
If you'd like to celebrate with the Jangle Box, the tickets are $15 to $20. You can call 302-684-3038 to order.
We got to take a break here. We'll be back. It's Weekend Buzz with Michelle Kimmer for Cheryl and her good friend over here, Gabby Tabouli. We'll be back.
Hang on. More with Rick Jensen is just ahead on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
Ah. Back to the classical.
Gabby, we need an ah from you.
Oh, ah.
Thank you. Okay.
Are you ruining my spot?
I'm trying not to. I'm trying to.
Please compose yourself. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Time for a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional.
Get yourself together. Now we're gonna get the giggles.
A WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Rick. If you're planning a beach weekend, be sure you start it with WDEL's Beach Traffic Watch. Our Traffic Watch team will let you know how the beach routes are moving on Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, and Sunday evening. So take your time. Beach Traffic Watch is brought to you by Dart's Beach Bus, which I like very much. The Bavarian Bakery and Deli in Dover. Mattress Warehouse. Delaware Ophthalmology. First State Orthopedics. Goldie Beacom College. Beach Traffic Watch. That's Beach Traffic Watch on 1150 AM, 101.7 FM, WDEL. Ah.
Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
This has been a dramatic reading of a WDEL promotional announcement with Michelle Kramer.
Fitzgerald.
The Rick Jensen Show on AM 1150 and 101.7 FM WDEL.
This is the very dramatic Weekend Buzz with Queen Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald and the Burger Princess.
I'm like the Queen of the North.
Gabby Tabouli.
Gabby Tabouli Wilson Indelini.
You will always be Gabby Tabouli to me.
Oh, well, thanks, Rick.
You think? We're not sure. We think that's nice.
So sweet.
I know. It's a very exotic sounding name, even though, Tabouli, right? No? You're coming back next Friday and you're going to bring food.
Yeah, yes.
Great.
Yep, in preparation for the burger battle. We're not going to eat burgers.
You say it's your sister who helps you cook or something like that? Or?
Oh, no, my sister married into an Armenian family, so okay. It's not hard for me to
get a hold of some tabouli.
Bring the whole family, why don't you?
Oh, well, there's quite a few of them.
Bring your sister and your sister's Armenian family and your parents and Lou. We'll have a giant party inside the studio.
No one wants any of that.
Wow.
No, sure, you don't know.
All right, what else is going on?
So also tonight, I wanted to talk about this, the end of summer bash. Is it the end of summer?
Unfortunately.
Is it?
Okay. Here we are.
Okay, well,
it's sad.
Unfortunately. It's the end of summer bash. Fortunately, I mean, is the end of summer bash at the Delaware Children's Museum. Starts tonight. It starts in 2 hours, tonight at 5 o'clock. And you can soak up the last few rays of sun at the end of summer bash. You can create a tiki mask in Studio D, experiment with exploding sidewalk chalk outside, not inside, and interact with their giant earth balloon and enjoy tunes from Steel Happiness.
You know what that means?
Doesn't sound like a kid's band.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds nice.
Steel Happiness.
Maybe it's a steel band, steel drum band is what I'm thinking.
And they play happy stuff.
Happy.
Oh, because like steel, like S-T-E-A-L, like you're stealing.
Oh, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no.
This is like steel drums, yeah.
Steel drum.
Okay.
Or if you're into like heavy metal cover?
Yeah.
Steel Panther.
I don't think that's what it is. Yes.
No. You know Steel Panther?
Yes.
They're hilarious.
Yes.
They're sick.
Great.
But they're good. I mean, they're musically good.
It's fantastic.
But they're sick.
But that's not going to be at the Delaware Children's
that's
Museum.
That's not kid-friendly.
Steel Happiness is.
Yeah, right.
Steel Happiness is. So it's $5 per guest. And free for all Delaware Children's Museum members.
You know, you mentioned the end of summer. That means they're going to shut down Constitution Yards probably in a few weeks then, huh?
No, they'll probably go to like October.
Yeah, they usually go. They usually go just weather dependent.
Yeah.
As long as they can.
All right. And for those of you who don't know, that's the beer garden. They pop up with like train cars down the riverfront.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they've also incorporated one of America's favorite games, live games, which is alcohol and axe throwing.
Yeah.
And what could possibly go wrong?
Not
when
much.
When you have, you know, well-honed and sharpened battle axes mm-hmm. mixed with large quantities of alcohol.
Well, listen,
and
they do tell
them.
You to wear closed-toed shoes. So.
Correct.
Well, there you got that going for
there
you.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's safety right there.
I'm not allowed to do it because Lori saw a video of somebody with a rubber handled axe and it... And this girl threw
oh,
it.
Oh, I saw that too.
Yeah, and the
it
rubber handle.
Right back.
And almost split her head, but yeah. she ducked just in time.
We're not going to do that. Nobody needs that.
So if you're going to throw an axe.
Don't throw axes.
Don't use
no,
rubber
well,
handles.
No, throw axes, oh.
But just not with rubber handles.
No. Not yeah. rubber handles. I mean,
and
yeah. just
and
throw
maybe
them
do
only
it
in designated
maybe do it
places.
Before you start drinking.
Yeah, maybe do that. Just throw them responsibly.
I don't think they have those rules.
That's all we're saying.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Just be responsible about your axe throwing.
Axe responsibly.
Nice. Well,
that's why we come
well
here.
Well done. Axe responsibly. I'm sorry. I just thought it was funny. Okay. We got a minute.
We got a minute?
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to remind you about the lunchtime concert series that happens at Bellevue State Park. It is going on now. Through September 11th is the last... Oh, no, I'm sorry. August 21st will be Alex O'Brien, pop alternative rock. And September 11th is John and June Gallagher singing Americana and Irish songs for the whole family at Bellevue State Park. And it's a free event. So lunchtime concert series. Go eat your lunch at Bellevue Park and enjoy some music. It's Hippie Fest.
Of course it is.
Oh.
It's Hippie
See
Fest there, Gabby.
Everywhere. I'll be there.
Yeah. Hippie Fest. Celebrating 50 years of Woodstock down at the Causey Mansion Bed and Breakfast. Presented by the Milford Museum in Milford.
Good, it's a bed and breakfast, so you overdo it. You can just stay there and not go anywhere. We got to go.
Okay.
All right, Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, Weekend Buzz every Friday after the news at 2. Gabby, we look forward to tabbouleh and whatever else you bring
guacamole.
Next Friday.
And thank
guacamole.
You.
Is that a good combination?
I think. Who knows?
We'll find out.
WDEL Wilmington, WDEL FM Canton, WSDW HD2 Wilmington.
WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Carl, Delaware's top...